This episode is brought to you by OneInFund. Tired of losing sales to slow, complicated financing? With OneLook by OneInFund, you get the only patented multi-lender platform built by home improvement pros just like you. One soft pull application gives every customer a real first through third look. No gimmicks, no endless counters, just real buying power from lenders that actually fund deals. No more chasing approvals or losing sales to partial approvals and clunky experiences. OneLook streamlines financing so you can sell more faster. Plus, AI-powered insights help you close smarter, boosting your approval rates and commissions. More approvals, more sales, more money in your pocket with people who speak your language. Visit OneInFund today and start closing bigger deals with ease.
It all comes down to the KPIs of the business. How can you be profitable and scale? If you have the roadmap and you put the KPIs in place and you're holding your team to the KPIs, they have a target. Everybody wants a path. And if you just break the business down in little bite-sized pieces and you say, okay, marketing, this is your KPIs, call center, this is your KPIs, face-to-face, this is your KPIs, so on and so forth, all the way through the business. So they're chasing that and they can make a crap ton of money by hitting those targets. And that's what they strive for. So the little disciplines throughout the business create the whole process.
Have you ever felt like there's a secret club of successful contractors and you're left outside? Want in? Well, you just found the entry door. Welcome to the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Each episode, we pull back the curtain, revealing the stories, strategies, and secrets that top leaders use to grow their home improvement business and enjoy more success, more wealth, and more freedom. Discover more at thewealthycontractor.com. Now let's get into today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. This is Brian Kaskavalsian, and I'm here today with a return guest, Chris Hermes. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, Brian. Appreciate it.
So I actually did a quick lookup. I'm starting to get better at this. You were episode 224. And I think for people that are new to the podcast, that maybe didn't get a chance to listen to the last one, it is a fantastic. And so I would highly recommend after listening to this one to go back and listen to that one again. You and I were introduced about a little over a year ago by our mutual friend, Brian Gottlieb. He told me, hey, you got to meet Chris. He used to work with me and he did this and he did that. And he runs a hell of a business. He just started. And you blew me away with all of what you've done. And in fact, you blew me away so much. I invited you to come and speak at Accelerate. And I was just telling Chris how he and somebody else were the two highest rated speakers. Actually, you and Megan Curry were the two highest rated speakers from 2025. And both of you have so much experience and so much value to share that I had to have you guys both come back for Accelerate Live in 2026. Which is going to be in February 10th and 11th. We're actively promoting it. Early bird tickets, as we're recording this, are still available. Not an event you want to miss, regardless of if you're a startup or you're doing $1 million a year, $10 million a year, or $100 million a year. There is so much value at this event, not because of me. It's because of people like Chris that come to this event and really lay it all out. Like this year, the 2025 Accelerate Live, I mean, you show everything. And I appreciate that. And you don't hold anything back. And of course, you don't have anything to sell. And so it's just, content. And it was awesome. And I appreciate you very much. So with all of that, welcome, Chris. And for those people that don't know you or don't remember you, give everybody, like, up to last year, up to the last podcast episode, give us the quick version of your background.
Yeah. So you said Brian Gottlieb. I had the opportunity to work with Brian you know, they say find a mentor and grab onto their coattails. And that's what I did. First day I met Brian, I was like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I want to surround myself with this guy. There's something about him. And I did. And I just, he really just led the lane. And, you know, we worked really well together on a lot of things. I got to start out as a salesperson, work my way up to sales manager, CEO, end up being the general manager of the Kohler department, which brought me out to Phoenix. I was flying back and forth. And we decided to partner up and start a business out here. We sold that business to a big corporation, which, you know, Jacuzzi. And I went with them to help them launch 7 other stores. So we did, we were like, when they bought us, we were about $14 million. We did that in 14 months. So it was pretty crazy fast. And then when I left 2 years later, they were about $60 million. So we went from 14 to $60 million and just scaled like crazy. And I just realized that I wasn't a corporate guy. I didn't fit in that box. I'm just an entrepreneur. I'm a raging entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, I should say.
I love that. Raging serial entrepreneur. I'm going to use that for you.
It's just, you know, I don't fit in that box. So I left on good terms. They knew that I was going to start a bath business. You know, I never burn a bridge and we were good. And so it's been 2.5 years at the end of this year. I launched in June of 23 and here we are. And I just got my new building here in Tempe, Arizona. We went from a 2,500 square foot total building with warehouse and everything to 9,100. My team is ecstatic. We're not sitting on each other's lap. We actually have multiple bathrooms, which was a big deal because we had one bathroom. It's crazy, but a great warehouse. And we know that we can scale this building to about 40 million.
Wow. Amazing. So both of us are in new offices. So anybody that's watching this on YouTube, sorry, it's our backgrounds are very boring. We're both working. So. I know, really, we're both working. I have happy Buddhas all over, you know, here in the house. And so that's all I've got right now, but we'll be building this out as soon as we pass Accelerate, because we are in just hyper preparation mode, getting ready for Accelerate. So your first full year of business, let's say you did what, almost 10 million?
We did 6 million.
Million. 6 million the first full year.
6 months we did 2 million and then we did gross 9. Actually, it was 9 million, and we're on pace to do right around 12 million this year. And we launched Wisconsin in all of this whole craziness.
Amazing. Wow. Where in Wisconsin?
Waukesha, Milwaukee area.
Oh, okay. Nice. Cool. Yeah. All right.
And I'm from Wisconsin. So I was like, I know a lot of people there, and a lot of the team from Tundraland was moving on from private equity. So it made sense to be a snowbird, kind of,
yeah,
where I could go nice. Back and visit family on the business, and you know, it's a tax write-off.
Yeah, well, good. Look, this is one of the beauties of being an entrepreneur, isn't it? Is you get to decide how you want to live your life, where you want to live your life, what you want to do with your life, who you want to be surrounded by, and it's a beautiful thing, and especially when you build a business that allows you to do that. And as you and I both know, how do I say this the right way? Unfortunately, you are in a very small group of people that builds businesses to fit their life rather than start a business and let the business drag them around and say, well, no, I need you here to do this and I need you to do that. No, by the way, I'm not paying you this week. You know, I found something I wrote years and years ago, and it basically says, hey, I've got an offer for you. The idea is to build a business that allows you to live the life that you want to live, or live a life that, you know, whatever that means. And it means different things to different people. It requires different levels of money. And everybody, you know, as an entrepreneur, you get to decide, you know, for some people, you know, they're thrilled with a $2 or $3 million business. For others, it's 20, 30 million. And then, you know, you and I have friends that are $200, $300 million. And the beauty of it is, again, you get to choose what you want. So, love it. So,
you know, to that point though, Brian, what you're saying, you know, we get to choose, but it's really, it's the choice of choosing the disciplines that get you to whatever business you want to be at. And, you know, to be an entrepreneur, you have to have the disciplines and the willingness to do that so you can have what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really helping those folks. And that's why I like your program so much, as you do. The people on stage are giving them, they're going through their failures. So the people don't have to go through that, and they have the roadmap. And I was fortunate enough to have Brian Gottlieb to allow us to fail forward on his dollar in the beginning, but we created the processes together and created that. So now, you know, USA Showers is in the position to have all those great disciplines to go build a $100 million company, which is exciting. And, you know, have teammates all over the country that have a career, not a job.
Yeah. And I love that you say disciplines, and that is what you covered in your 2025 presentation. And I think in 2026, you're probably going to talk more about that, because it really does take discipline. Can you talk about what are some of those disciplines as you see them?
It all comes down to the KPIs of the business. You know, we were talking earlier, you know, how can you be profitable and scale? Well, if you have the roadmap and you put the KPIs in place and you're holding your team to the KPIs, they have a target, right? Everybody wants a path. And if you just break the business down in little bite-sized pieces and you say, okay, marketing, this is your KPIs, call center, this is your KPIs, face-to-face, this is your KPIs, sales, so on and so forth, all the way through the business, even to our customer care team. Like, we target everybody on these KPIs, or we bonus everybody on these KPIs, so they're chasing that. And they can make a crap ton of money by hitting those targets. And that's what they strive for. So the little disciplines throughout the business create the whole process.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I'm working on right now, in fact, as we're recording this, we have our Success Society Intensive next week. And it's all about profitability and planning, forecasting, budgeting for 2026. And doing it profitably. And we're building out this incredible planning tool. Like, it is so damn cool, this planning tool that we're building, where you put in your desired level of profitability. What's the profit model I'm going to run? What are my current sales and marketing results? What is my current profit results? And then it goes and it does a whole bunch of calculations, and it helps them to build out a plan and a forecast for sales, for installs, for revenue, and all of that. My question to you, though, is how do you determine your level of growth? And then for people that don't, and I know, I kind of know what your answer is going to be, but then how do you determine what those KPIs are? Because a lot of people don't manage two KPIs.
They don't. So it's funny, because every month I do, we call it the USA Showers Jamboree. So it's really fun. So what I do is I put together a 15, 20 minute presentation for the team. Everybody signs in. Today we did it at 9 o'clock here. And we go over, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, we go over our targets, what our targets were, or what we did in October compared to what the target was. And then we talk about November targets. But I do a survey every time after the jamboree and say, what questions do you have for the business? So new people, you know, we keep adding new people and they ask questions. And one of them said, how do you come up with your numbers? Like, that was a question. I was like, this is a great question.
Great question.
And I talked about it last time, but, you know, we've created this KPI. It's a huge KPI doc on my computer. And, you know, your marketing costs should be, you know, 18%, 15%, whatever your business, some are a little bit more, some are a little bit less, right? Your net close should be this. Your financial rejection should be this. Your cancellation should be this. You know, you go all the way through and you break it down. So it makes it very simple. And now we say the formulas are in there, like you were talking about. Okay. So we want to hit this in sales this month. And the way we scale it very easily. I only go up about $25,000 a month because it's very doable, right? It's one and a half to two jobs, but the compounding effect of it takes you really quickly. And so we don't jump those targets up 30 more net issued appointments in a month. You go 8. right? It's 8 is doable in a month. That means you got to get like 2 extra a week. So it's realistic to the team, but they don't realize how much it really helps the business grow fast, because normally they do more. So we're hitting higher targets, and then we can push that target out the next month if we need to. But it's just a formula. So we say targets this, what's our net close? It's going to give us our net issued number off of our marketing cost. Now we say, okay, well, that should give us a net issue cost of $850, right? And then we go back to the end of the month and we say, okay, now it's an autopsy of what we did. Okay, we closed at a higher percent. So now our net issue cost went down, right? And then we figure out our production is very simple, because we say, we want to install 85% of what we sold the month before. That keeps us at our backlog that we need. So we have the fluff in there to make sure that we keep everybody busy. So ultimately, Brian, it's a lot more simple than people think, because they overcomplicate it. But if you have all those KPIs in place, which they need to go to you and get those and get your program, and now you can just look at your business as on a spreadsheet, really, and manage to that, and then truly just go be the disciplined leader that you deserve to be, and inspire and motivate all those each individual groups to hit their target, and your business will grow. And at the end, there's no reason that you're not hitting a 15% to 20% net profit when you hit all those numbers. There's no reason.
Right. While growing.
Correct. Because you're every month you're adding.
Yeah, because you know, I'll spare the story because I've said it here a few times before. But I've heard people say, well, when can I start? I'm in growth mode. When do I start making money, or when can I start making money? And I'm like, well, in this business does not require huge capital investments. It doesn't require real estate. It doesn't require equipment expenses. It's a sales and marketing business. And so it doesn't require tons and tons of cash. And if it does require more cash than you're bringing in, then something's not right. Something's not right in the business. You only need a few points of your net profit to really grow this business. And yet people still think they give up profitability for the sake of growth. And it's dumb. It's like,
well, there's
so
two
dumb.
Ways to do it.
You don't have to
right?
do it.
You can have top line revenue and just have chaos.
Right.
Or you can have discipline and create profit.
Right.
It's the only two ways to have it. And, you know, the bigger companies, they're just going for top line revenue. So that's why they don't care about the customer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right. We've been in business for 2.5 years. I have almost 760 reviews.
Amazing.
And we're 4.9. You're not going to... Tony Hody is the guy that can get 5 stars on everything. I think he's the only one in the world that can do that. But I have a 4.9 and they're legit, right? We care for the customer because of the processes and the discipline we have in place. Everybody has to own their little chunk of the business and just own it to the best they possibly can. And it becomes more simple.
All right, before we get into today's episode, if you own a home improvement business, listen closely. You didn't start your company to grind 60 hours a week, chasing leads, stressing over jobs, and barely making money. You started it to win, to build freedom, wealth, and a business that actually works for you. That's exactly what Accelerate Live is all about. On February 10th and 11th, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Accelerate Live in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and it's going to be our biggest and, dare I say, best event ever. 2 full days of real strategies, powerful workshops, and game-changing conversations with the smartest contractors in the country. This isn't theory. It's what's working right now in lead generation, sales, production, hiring, and profitability. Everything you need to grow faster and smarter in 2026. And let me be clear, listening to this podcast is great, but being at Accelerate Live is where the breakthroughs actually happen. Every year, people leave this event with excitement, a clear plan, new connections, and the confidence to take their business to the next level. But here's the deal. We always sell out. Early bird pricing is available right now. And if you're serious about blowing 2026 out of the water, bring your leadership team. Not only do we have a special breakout session just for them, we've got special discounted pricing as well. Trust me, the more aligned you are, the faster things change. Go to accelerateevent.com, grab your tickets, and use promo code podcast26. Do it now. accelerateevent.com, promo code podcast26. Now let's get into today's episode. And you know what's interesting, what you just said, that's the key. And let's talk about this a little bit, is you said everybody. So a lot of people in this business, you know, they're wearing 3, 4, 5 different hats. They're the marketing person. There's the sales manager. They're jumping into production and they're doing finance and they're juggling all of these different things. Well, that's not how, that's not what you're doing.
I hire to my weakness.
Yeah. So people are afraid to hire. They're afraid to bring on new people because, yeah, it's overhead. It's an expense. But talk a little bit about that.
In the beginning, I was the same way. Like I think we all go through that. Like, oh my gosh, I have to bring on that. It's an $85,000, it's a $100,000 person I need to bring on. But once you finally do it and you realize the value they bring and and what they do for that part of the business, and now you can actually, as the owner or the CEO, you can go be the inspiration and lead those folks. Your profit goes up actually because you have that person that owns that section. If you're trying to do three things, like you said, you're only given 33% here, 33% here, and 33% here.
Yeah.
And so you're only going to get 33% of what you need versus yeah. Give that person the autonomy to go build that. Yeah, you manage to it. And, you know, our core values, we hire, we fire, and we compensate to the core values. And it's important that you find that right person. And I'm stealing this from Brian, Mr. Gottlieb, is you can be wrong, but don't be wrong for long. So you just have to manage to those people. And if you don't have the right person, you have to replace them quickly.
Yeah. But then there's that fear of, well, what are they going to do? Do I have the systems in place? You know, one of the things, people are looking for saviors or they're looking for unicorns. You know, they're looking for a marketing manager to come in. They're doing, you know, $1 million a year, $1.5 million a year. They really have no marketing system at all. They're relying on they've abdicated responsibility to a digital marketing company or to lead aggregators, or they're relying on referrals. And they hear us talking about you need to have multiple channels, multiple forms of lead generation happening at the same time. Well, then they hear us say, well, you go hire to your weakness. Well, I'm weak at marketing, so now I'm going to go hire a marketing manager. But if you're looking for somebody to save you and you don't have the systems in place, that's just a recipe for disaster. And so you had experience with how to build out the marketing and how to build out sales. What if somebody doesn't have that experience? What's your recommendation for them? Somebody that doesn't have that marketing experience.
Go to Accelerate Live and learn from the people. I'm serious. Like,
yeah,
that's what it was. You have to network and talk to people. Hey, what do you do here? What do you do here? After that event last year, Brian, I had a ton of people reach out, right? I actually had people come to my office. And I just give it away because go be successful, right? That's what an entrepreneur is supposed to do. They're supposed to help other people be successful. But what it really comes down to is if you don't know those things, there is so much accessibility to people that are willing to help, even on LinkedIn or Facebook page, whatever it is. But here's what I'm going to say to that. Like, what a lot of people end up doing is they'll hire somebody and they'll be like, okay, go do it. You have to still manage that very closely. And that's where people can get in trouble. So if you do find that person or they have some sort of skill, get involved into a group of entrepreneurs in this industry. There's enough of us that are willing to help a ton of people. And pick their brain. Don't be afraid to ask other people. That's what I had to do. Like,
yeah,
I did, when I first started, I didn't know marketing, but I was curious enough to just go ask everyone, what are you doing? What's your best lead source? What's this? What's that? And being the dumbest person in the room is basically what I was. And I asked those questions.
When you're the dumbest person in the room, then you know you're in the right room. If you're the smartest person in the room, you know you're in the wrong room. And that's what, Yeah. And look, that's what we're going to do next week for 3 days, is it's all about sharing of best practices and how do we get where we want to go faster. And so it's all about sharing. And, you know, at Success Society, Wealthy Contractor, we create tools for people to use. But then also there's people that have created their own tools that they share with each other. And you're absolutely right about this. You know, for years, I didn't get it. I was one of those guys where I found it hard. I thought, why would anybody want to help me? And I would go to, I was in mastermind groups and all of that, but I was really on my own. And until I really started to get this, and one of the people that helped me get it was actually Brian, another Brian, you know, quite a few Brians around, but Brian Elias. I go and I did some work for Hanson's way back when. And I just watched him and we talked and we became very good friends after that. And I learned so much. He was so giving. Like anybody could call him and ask him anything. He told me, come to my office. I'll give you my sales scripts. I'll give you my, you know, I'll show you what I'm doing for marketing, anything. I'll show you how I price jobs. He didn't care. He knew that if I helped somebody else, that's just good karma. You know, that's just the type of person he is. And it's surprising to me how few people have opportunities to go to events. You know, this industry has some good events. Accelerate Live is one of them. How could you sit at home? How could you sit at home knowing that if I went to this thing for 2 days, I'm going to learn best practices in all of these areas, marketing, sales, production, leadership, mindset, profitability. How could you stay home? Again, it's not about me and it's not about our event. Go to somebody else's event. I don't care. But get out of your office and go and learn. How I asked you, how do you get KPIs? Well, if you don't know them, go ask Chris. Go ask somebody. You know, and when you're at an event and you see somebody that was on this podcast, go up to them because they're all cool. Every single person I've had on this podcast is incredibly cool. Go up and ask them, hey, Chris, I heard you on the podcast. Listen, I'm having a hard time with this and this and this. And you will help them in the hallway. I always say the hallways, the stage is awesome. You get a ton of value from the stage, but the hallways, the lunches, we do breakfast. I mean, we want everybody to be together. And we want people to meet new people. So we provide breakfast. We provide snacks. We provide lunch. We do reception because we want everybody to be together and, you know, to learn from each other. So that's good. That's really good advice.
Been doing this for a long time, Ryan. And every time that I go to all the events, right, there's a ton of great ones. But even if I'm a speaker, it doesn't mean that I know everything. And I learned a ton at your last event. I have pages of notes. You know, it's because everybody's got something new. It's this business is always evolving. And if I'm not there taking notes, I'm dying. You know what I mean? If I'm not learning, I'm dying. And so, I'm fortunate enough to be in a nice, the Big 12, right? I have that group, but I have Brian Gottlieb. I have you, you know, I have all these connections that if I don't know something or I'm struggling something in the business, because I still struggle in the business, it changes. I pick up the phone and I'm like, hey, are you seeing this? Are you getting a lot of financial rejections right now? Yeah. Okay, good. It's not just me. But, you know, it's that peace of mind that we're entrepreneurs and we got to help each other to keep this economy going and create careers for people. And that's the best part about what we do for me.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. And when you do it right, like you're doing it, and what's Brian Gottlieb's thing? Do well and do good. Do well and do good. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Let's talk about, so your business is growing, you're making more and more money. How do you, I'm going to get into the woo-woo land. How do you deal with, because one of the things, let me preface this, and I'm sorry, my mind sometimes goes ahead of my mouth. One of the things that I think really holds people back, and I've had issues with this in the past, and I think we all do to a certain point, is you're almost afraid of success. You're almost like, oh, I can't imagine, you know, making that much money. Whatever the number is, it doesn't even matter. You know, if the most money you've ever made in your life is $100,000 a year, and, you know, you start a business and you ask somebody, hey, how much money do you want to make? Well, I want to make $300,000. Well, that's three times the most you've ever made. That takes a lot of like mental gymnastics to figure out. How have you dealt with that? How have you done that? Because you've moved pretty fast.
I think we talked about it on last time. I don't remember or not, but, you know, I've always told that I grew up in a small town, Appleton, Wisconsin, and it's just a blue collar. And, you know, we were all like, you work hard, you get good grades, you go work in the mill, you bowl and you go to the bar, right? Like that was the mindset. And in my journey of entrepreneurship, I did some other things, you know, and had some really amazing people that came into my life. But I struggled really hard in the beginning because I love my mom to pieces, but she always told us, right, the money, we don't need money, we have each other. So my conditioning was all messed up.
Yeah.
Until I recognized that and changed that and started telling myself my positive affirmations, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm successful. It took about 4 years. And then all of a sudden I started seeing doors open. But then once I realized, like, it's not about the money, it's about helping the people. So our mission statement is to inspire and motivate. And once you start transitioning, yes, you can have that target, but it goes back to the disciplines and the KPIs. If you have those and you just help the people, the money shows up. So to that point is, don't focus on the money, focus on the KPIs and helping the people, and you can have as much money as you want.
Yeah, but the challenge, though, with some people is they don't feel they're worth it. They don't feel they deserve it. And it's not something they know consciously. It's kind of an unconscious thing. It's a self-sabotage that comes from conditioning, most likely from childhood. And it's something that I see people struggle with a lot. And I find it interesting that your answer to that was, don't focus on the money, focus on helping people and the money will come. And yes, I agree with that. But when the money comes and you have that conditioning, how do you prevent the money from going out just as fast as it came in? I think that's part of the reason why you have people out there that say, well, I want to do 10 million and I want to do 20 million is because, and they make no money, by the way, they'll still make their $200,000 or $300,000 rather than, I mean, if you're going to do $10 million a year, you better be making $1.5 million, $1.8 million to the bottom line. But they're doing a fraction of that. But in their mind, it's like, well, but I'm getting bigger and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But yes, you're able to condition yourself and you're okay with revenue. But when it comes to the money sticking and actually now taking it out of the business and taking it home and starting to build real wealth, and because wealth will lead to freedom, whatever that means for anybody. What is that thing that like, how do you overcome that? And maybe you didn't have to deal with it that much. I don't know.
I did.
I mean, you did. You just said affirmations. That's one way of doing it. And after a few years of rewiring and convincing yourself.
Well, it's two parts, right? There's the business side of things, like the KPIs that we're talking about. But then it's studying the personal development.
Yeah.
It's two different things, right? Mm-hmm. And people say, you know, how did you get where you're at? I read and study psychology as much as I possibly can. I don't read sales books. Yes, I read a couple business books like Jim Collins. Like those are great books for vision, but it's surrounding yourself with the right people. Again, it's same with your, like you have Accelerate Live, that's going to give you the how to do it, right? Yeah. But now you got to find that other group of people that know how to invest the money and are going to just point you in the right direction. Yeah. I was helping my buddy Caleb, you know, he's making good money and he's like, I don't know what to do with this. Same thing, right? And I just showed him this, it's a stock app, right? It's I think it's called The Streets or something like that. It's from Jim Cramer. And I was like, here, do this. He just sent me a text the other day. Kid is killing it in that, because all he's doing is he's duplicating what they're telling him to do. So it's finding that the right people to surround yourself with and just copy what their successful people are, because success leaves clues.
Right.
If you follow that, again, I'm going to keep saying it till I blue in the face. It's the discipline to not spend the money when it shows up. To your point is, they make a ton of money, but they're like, well, let's expand. And then they just throw a ton of money at something. It doesn't work. Now you just burn 200K of your profit because you thought it was a good idea instead of having the disciplines and lay out the plan to do it right so you can make more money on that money. That's what I found. And I struggled with in the beginning. I was making money. I was like, woo, let's go. And buying stupid stuff instead of investing it. So, and then reinvesting into the business and your team is what I found.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going all over the place with this. I always find it's so fascinating. You know, part of my role, I guess, with the Wealthy Contractor is getting to talk to people like you. And it's just always so fascinating to me because success leaves clues. In fact, I think that was Accelerate like 2 or 3 years ago. That was the theme. This year we're doing like an F1 theme, faster. Winning. It's going to be cool. But success leaves clues. And it's always interesting, you know, the disciplines, they're the same. This business is, I say it here all the time, it's a formula. It's very formulaic. And when you start to see that, when you see the patterns, then it's a matter of how do you execute on them? How do you install the disciplines first in yourself? And then you got to install that into the organization. And I think once you start to do that, then, you know, you start to experience lots of success. So you'll have to talk about, we'll pick out a few of those disciplines and really go deep in February. For those of you who've not seen Chris, or you've heard a little bit of him here, but I talked over him and I didn't give him a chance to talk at Accelerate Live. I don't interrupt him. So you just get to hear him for whatever amount of time sharing with you what he's doing and what's working. Let me ask you two questions and then we'll wrap. The first question is, this is just kind of my curiosity question, and that is, what do you do after work?
Well, now that I'm an hour drive away,
okay.
I had to be central. I usually listen to an audiobook on the way home, or I'll call a few people along the way, maybe a couple sales reps and pump them up if they need it, or a couple of leaders. Then I go home and I hang out with the kiddos. I got two young daughters. They're in cheer. So it's just like any other sport. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
And then I golf on the weekends.
Oh, nice. I want to golf. Wait, how good of a golfer are you?
I chase a ball around, but I do it every week.
Oh, okay. I want to play more. I got to work less so I can play more.
That's what I'm working on.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we didn't talk about? I'm sorry. I'm going to save my other question for a few more minutes. You're doing something very, very cool. And I actually just got a text message a few hours ago from one of our members, Ryan Keene. I think you know Ryan. You don't know Ryan. You'll meet him at Accelerate. Great kid. 28 years old. Just had his first $1 million month. Did it in September, did it again in October. He's on fire. But they just did a shower. And I know you have a, they did it for, oh God, I forgot. It's for the community. I forgot exactly what it was. But you actually have a program called Showers for Heroes. Talk a little bit about that, because this is another thing that discipline and profit allows you to do, is do good for the community. So can you talk a little bit about that?
So yeah, in the bath space, especially in Phoenix, across the country, right? There's so many bath companies out there, and everybody's just, you know, yes, profit's important, right? And chasing stuff. Our philosophy is helping people, right? To inspire and motivate. And so we decided, hey, how can we separate ourselves from everybody's in this sandbox? I don't want to play in that sandbox. I want to play in my own sandbox. And playing in my own sandbox is truly being the local company that people can trust. So we started a program called Showers for Heroes. And what that What we're going to do is every 200 installs, we're going to give away a free shower to a military hero. Now, that could be for them or for their family, but we're really going to start doing our best to help the veteran community. And the best part about it is, the fun part about it is, so every 200 installs, we're putting a big old clock, a countdown clock on the wall in the office. We're going to post it on everything. Even when the installers go out, our customer care is going to write on there, hey, this is 157 out of 200. You know, so when they go, so not only is it for the community, it's for the team to have something to rally behind, right? We're all, yeah, we can chase our KPIs, but what good are we going to do to chase the health, right? So we're chasing, they're going to all chase that. I just launched with my leadership team last Friday of a whole presentation of what we're going to do, how we're going to tie it into our call center. Like, hey, thank you for calling USA Showers. And then when at the end, we're going to say, hey, just so you know, set an appointment, you decide to do business with us, you're going to help a military family. Ask your designer about it.
Yeah.
So now we keep that curiosity. And then we just helped a gentleman, Mike. He's 43 years old, served military. He was in the military for 11 years, has two young kids, and just out of nowhere had a heart problem, like just heart failure pretty much. And when I met him, he was wearing this thing around his arm that actually helped pump his heart. And he had this, it's crazy, a wireless defibrillator, what do they call it? Fibrillator?
Yeah.
Or is it a defibrillator?
The thing that I think
shocks. Defibrillator. Yeah.
I think
we're
so.
Entrepreneurs. Yeah. We don't need to know that stuff.
No.
but it was actually tied to his Wi-Fi and it was monitored from the hospital. So if he did go into heart failure, they could help him. But his shower had some mold in it and he was on the transplant list. And when he came back, right, that's a big recovery. So we went in there and we crashed his bathroom. Well, we documented it, right? So we're going to we show all of our potential customers. And at the end, we're actually going to have the salesperson say for a closing technique, hey, come join our mission. So it's just a really great throughout the whole process, the whole team can drive to it. And, you know, the goal is how do we start doing 200 installs a month so we can give away a free shower every month? And the team's super excited about it. I'm super excited about it. And we're going to change people's lives.
Love it. Beautiful. Okay, my last question is best advice you've ever gotten.
I'm going to go back to it. Brian Gottlieb said, you can be wrong, but don't be wrong for long. Because of my personality, I'm a driver. And I want to pour into people. And if I pour into people, I can almost overcompensate that and I can be wrong for long. Mm-hmm. And when he really started pounding that in my brain and started driving my mindset to KPIs, it's not an emotional decision, it's a business decision. And I think that's probably the biggest piece of advice that sticks with me through everything that I do.
Well, my friend, thanks for being here. And I think I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks, but then we will also see you at Accelerate Live in February. And for those of you, I can't imagine there are any of you left that don't have a ticket, but if for some reason you don't have a ticket, go to accelerateevent.com, check it out. I think we are the only event in our industry that not only has a money back guarantee, but there's also a penalty. So, and I don't know if you know about this, but if somebody comes to the event and for whatever reason, I don't care what it is, the first day they say, you know what, this is not for me. And I don't know what you guys are doing here or any reason. I don't know. I don't care. Go to the back of the room and say, hey, look, this event's not for me. Not only do we give them their money back, we'll give them $1,000 to cover their hotel, airfare, their time, whatever. And so we really make it so that people don't have anything to lose. And so I would hate to see you sitting at home on the 10th and 11th while your competition and hundreds of other contractors are in the room listening to really, really smart people like Chris and missing out on what could be that just one idea, one strategy, one relationship, one resource that could change everything for you in your business and maybe even your life. So that's my hard pitch for Accelerate Live, Chris. And, you know, last year, it's so funny, not last, this year, 2025, I was really paying attention to you guys. So the speakers and some of the like bigger players in the room, you know, they're there, the guys that are doing 20, 50, 100 million. Brian Elias, you know Brian, he's all over the place. He's ADD times three, okay? He was at his chair the whole 2 days. I had never seen him sit in one place for so long, sitting there taking notes. Mark Curry was there in the like second or third row taking notes for two straight days. I mean, it's no wonder, you know, it's no wonder these people are as successful as they are, because they're out at these events and they're learning. And like you said, they're not trying to figure everything out on their own. So anyway,
there's too many people out there that have way too many good ideas to not take advantage of.
Yeah, I agree. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for being here. And everybody listening, hope you got a lot of value out of this. And until next time, this is Brian Kaskavalsian, and this is the Wealthy Contractor Podcast. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. For insights on skyrocketing your home improvement business and accelerating your journey to the success, wealth, and freedom you've always dreamed about, be sure to get your free copy of my best-selling book, The 7 Secrets to Becoming a Wealthy Contractor, at www.thewealthycontractor.com. And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next time.